We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Nature-loving viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremacy Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Unkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manzhou, Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galerada Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iraq plans to dig 1,000 wells per year. In medical news, Japan assists Olaco Vietnam in healthcare. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Bliss, or Business and Life Skills School, which is dedicated to assisting girls in Pakistan to receive an education. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 18th, is Nelson Mandela's International Day, declared by the United Nations in 2009. This special occasion commemorates the birthday of the first president of a democratic South Africa, Mr. Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela, and honors his contributions to peace and freedom throughout the globe. Born in 1918 in Mvezo, Mr. Mandela is an internationally esteemed statesman well known for his advocacy of human rights, justice, democracy, and upliftment of the disadvantaged. Among the many accolades that Mr. Mandela has received is the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize. In celebration of his more than 67 years of service to his country and the world, global citizens are requested to dedicate 67 minutes of this day to taking some action to make the earth a better place. Our deepest gratitude, Your Excellency Nelson Mandela, for your total dedication to bringing about a more loving planet. We respectfully wish you the best of health and a most blessed and joyful birthday with cherished ones. May a happy Nelson Mandela International Day be enjoyed by all.
Flying news. Floods affect hundreds of thousands in India and Nepal. Days of incessant downpours have claimed at least 20 lives in northeast India and mountainous western and central Nepal, causing floods and landslides as rivers rapidly swelled. In India's Assam state, at least 4 people lost their lives when Ranganadi Dam was breached in Harthid Lakhimpur district, with over 100 villages and their 125,000 residents who were affected by floodwaters from the swollen Brahmaputra River and its tributaries.
Standing crops were also damaged as at least 20,000 hectares of agricultural land were submerged. Officials in several other districts issued high alerts, with flood relief distribution centers set up in affected areas. To the west, in neighboring Nepal's western Rukum district, police personnel and local villagers were able to rescue 5 people after a landslide claimed 13 lives and displaced 9 families. However, 5 succumbed to similar conditions in other areas as well.
Sending all her love and sorrowful prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that her association members please go if possible to help the most desperate. She also provided $10,000 each to Nepal and India for urgent needs. The total $20,000 amount could acquire $412,000 in emergency items if purchased in the United States, based on the general cost of living in both countries. We are grateful for the caring aid of the personnel and volunteers in India and Nepal, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support.
Our prayers that such extreme conditions subside as humanity's gentler ways foster a safer, stabilized ecosphere.
Kenya opening fourth camp for drought-stricken Somalis. On Thursday, July 14th, while visiting the refugee camp Dadaab, which is currently overcrowded with hundreds of thousands of Somali refugees, Prime Minister Raila Odinga gave permission on humanitarian grounds for a fourth camp, IFO 2, to be opened. With the decision being welcomed by UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Antonio Guterres, the first delivery of tents arrived on Sunday, with more equipment expected to arrive over the next 2 weeks.
Visiting Kenya on Saturday, UNICEF Director Anthony Lake spoke of the dire situation, saying that the aid organization was doing everything possible to help, while acknowledging the more than 2 million children in the region are malnourished, with an estimated 500,000 who face imminent life-threatening conditions. The organization has issued another appeal for $32 million for the next 3 months to assist especially women and children in need. Meanwhile, after the Somali group Al-Shabaab announced its intent to once again allow humanitarian agencies into the conflict-stricken country, UNICEF decided to resume aid despite potential safety risks, and for the first time in 18 months made deliveries on Saturday to benefit the millions of drought-afflicted people still living there.
With deep sadness for the lives lost to this tragedy, we thank the Kenyan government, the United Nations, and Somali group Al-Shabaab for your generosity and care toward brethren in need. May heaven bless the people of Kenya, Somalia, and all drought-affected countries with the blessing of rain as we pray for greater kindness among all humans to help restore the balance of life on earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Buddha's sadness. I wish to find the celestial granary to scatter over mountains and forests, so every bird can be warm and nourished. When I see them in cold, wintry days, wings and feathers all in disarray, searching for food morsels. I wish to share all the meals, nutritious and tasty, with scrawny cats in the wild, wandering and hungry, living furtively in abandoned shrines, blistering days and rainy nights, emaciated and wasting away. I sympathize with the deer and goats on rocky mountains, roaming all day, not having enough dry leaves, craggy cliffs, lonely as ancient tombs. Where can they find sweet grass and nectar stream? The heart of the saint is forever in sorrow. The vow to save the world, will it ever come to fruition? On bended knee, I awaken my faith in a creator and implore him this planet to restore.
Thank you.
can still save the planet. Day 555. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. People continue to stand up for improved living conditions and greater basic freedoms for themselves and fellow country persons as they gather in countries like Afghanistan, Bahrain, Egypt, Libya, Pakistan, Palestine, Syria, United Kingdom, and Yemen.
United Kingdom. British police arrested Miss Rebecca Brooks on Sunday, making her the 10th and most senior person in Rupert Murdoch's News International Media Corporation to be accused of involvement in phone hacking that has now been found to have affected the lives of celebrities, royalty, and relatives of slain crime and tragedy victims.
Pakistan. In Punjab province's Gujranwala city, thousands of protesters staged in a sit-in on Friday to speak out against U.S. military presence in the country, especially its unmanned drone air attacks that are not sanctioned by the United Nations. They demanded that their government reevaluate its relations with the U.S. and focus on addressing the basic needs of the Pakistani people.
Egypt. In accordance with Prime Minister Hassan Sharaf's efforts to address protesters' demands for more rapid and significant political reform, the country's ministers of finance, trade, antiquities, and foreign affairs resigned, and he named a new cabinet as of Sunday, July 17th.
Palestine. Press TV reports that 7 people, including 4 children, were injured by Israeli tank fire in Gaza on Sunday. The Israeli shelling is retaliation for rockets coming from Gaza, which Palestine-based Ma'an news agency reports were fired by illegally armed groups in spite of Gazan police efforts to stop them. Meanwhile, various Palestinian news agencies have reported that 32 former German ambassadors and consuls general have signed and sent a letter to Chancellor Angela Merkel and Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle calling for Germany to address the humanitarian needs of Palestinians and bring an end to the current situation by recognizing Palestine as an independent state.
Bahrain. U.S.-based Monsters and Critics news agency reports that Bahraini police clashed with protesters who attempted to march on Saturday, July 16th, after attending the funeral of disabled mother of two, Zainab al-Juma, who reportedly died the day before of suffocation after inhaling tear gas when it was fired by security forces in the area near her home.
Afghanistan. A ceremony was held on Saturday in Bamiyan province to transfer control of security to Afghan police from the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's or NATO multinational peacekeeping force, becoming the first such NATO troop withdrawal from Afghanistan to date. Meanwhile, 10 soldiers with the NATO-led forces have been killed in just the past few days in various incidents across Afghanistan, including one who perished to a roadside bomb, and several who succumbed to attacks, bringing the total number of international soldiers killed so far in 2011 to 311. In an effort to support Afghanistan's reconciliation and peace through dialogue, the UN Security Council voted to lift sanctions from 14 Taliban members believed to have turned away from arms toward diplomacy, including 4 who are part of the country's High Peace Council. In an exclusive interview with China's CCTV, former Taliban Foreign Minister and High Peace Council member Wakil Ahmad Mutawakil, who has recently been meeting with governments concerned about finding a resolution to Afghan conflict, called upon the US and Taliban to engage in talks. He stated that the alienation experienced by Taliban members must be replaced with reconciliation for peace to prevail in the country.
Syria. Activists reported that early on Sunday, 2,000 security forces and tanks entered the town of Zabadani after cutting the town's telephone, internet, and electricity, where they arrested more than 500 protesters who had been rallying since Friday in one of the largest peaceful gatherings since the country's unrest began. Also on Sunday, outside Damascus, leading dissident Ali Abdullah was arrested and once again jailed after police raided his home. Mr. Abdullah had just been released from prison on May 30th, when President Bashar al-Assad issued pardons in response to protesters' demands.
Meanwhile, during a meeting in Turkey, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Saturday that the Syrian government must allow activist groups to participate in the country's political reform process.
Libya. On Saturday, China-based Xinhua news agency reported that Libyan National Transitional Council spokesperson Mohamed Bani rejected the idea that foreign troops would ever participate on the ground, saying that the revolutionaries would not accept involvement from other countries in this way.
As we join in sorrow for the lives lost and for those injured, we pray for the strife in all nations to end and that citizens everywhere may coexist in dignified safety, freedom, and peace.
do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Tôi thường bước qua những thi hài xám lạnh, những xác thân ta vẫn gọi kẻ thù. Trên con đường tay cắp sách vô tư, và khi đó tuổi tôi còn thơ ơ. Nhà dì tôi nổ tung loáng vết máu, lúc dì vừa 34 tuổi đời. Khuôn mặt dì từng mảnh vỡ tả tơi, sáng hôm sau tôi chẳng còn nhận được. Ta sẽ còn sinh ra trong kiếp khác, lòng băn khoăn tôi tư lự ưu sầu. Đứa chén què sẽ lạc bước về đâu, và xương vụn cùng mảnh hồn tan tách. Chúng có được hợp về trong cõi khác, để giao hoàn cho lại kiếp toàn thân. Tôi đi qua bao lầu gác rụi tàn, trên con đường trở về từ thành phố. Cả kiếp người cần cù và gian khổ, thành cho tàn trong gió muộn tà tơi. Người cao niên thành điên loạn rối bời, kẻ thanh thiếu ôm nỗi lòng hư hoại. Kiếp khốn đó bám theo đàn trẻ dại, có còn gì để nuôi chúng lớn lên? Chú của tôi bị bắt giải về trên, mang án nặng là theo phe phản động. Em họ tôi uất hờn trong cuộc sống, trốn quân trường chối bỏ việc đáo binh. Cả hai người trốn lấp chốn ngục hình, hai bản án tù chúng thân cấm cố. Họ hàng tôi còn có nhiều vô số, làm cấp cao trong đội ngũ quan quyền. Giờ sát thân nửa chết nửa tật nguyền, chẳng giúp được một chút gì cho họ. Tôi chứng kiến bao nhiêu điều oán khó, những điều tôi sẽ vĩnh viễn khôn quên. Những hãi hùng chúng xương máu chiến tranh sẽ ghi đậm vào lòng tôi mãi mãi. Tôi tự hỏi, ai tượng trưng lẽ phải? Lòng vẫn lòng, ai là kẻ thù ta? Hai bên đều theo lý tưởng cao xa, niềm tin mạnh gấp ngàn lần gươm súng. Tôi dân quèn, sao dám đòi lựa chọn? Chỉ mong cầu một cuộc sống an vui, hoặc thế này, hãy thế khác mà thôi. Đã cùng sức kéo lê đời sợ hãi.
Let peace be here now.
new video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai reveals hidden truths about war. On Saturday, July 16th, Supreme Master Ching Hai set aside her precious time to grant a video conference in response to Supreme Master Television staff's new questions on spiritual topics, especially those relating to war. The discussion also delved deeper into the fascinating realm of invisible portals and roads on earth that connect humans to heaven, as well as lower realms, or hell, as Supreme Master Ching Hai had revealed in a previous conference.
Master, why are there countries that have prolonged war?
Prolonged war only finishes when the killing karma is finished. When both so-called enemies are all dead, or injured, or broken down, bringing many innocent bystanders with them as well. Then the prolonged war will finish, but only then, only in that country or that place. Later on, they will return somewhere else to start vengeance again in another life, you know, or place. It will also stop if one side decided to forgive the other's blood debt. But there are also negative portals, sub-portals, and roads that push the war to last for a long time. In the presence or nearness of a lower portal, lower road, hell portal, hell road, a leader who was peaceful will turn war inclined, who wants to stop fighting, but often powerless to do so, is to be pitied. That's why, you know, I always beg the world to forgive any leaders who err. Give him a chance to exit, go elsewhere, yeah? Stay alive, have enough time to repent and to recover, or to help in recovering their mistakes and rebuild our world again.
Master, where are these places?
You want to know it now?
Please, Master, may we...
To find out more about these perilous sites and what leaders and people can do to avoid the influence of conflict, please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the full broadcast of this video conference at a later date on Between Master and Disciples with multi-language subtitles.
Our gratefulness, Supreme Master Ching Hai, for sharing such immensely valuable revelations that have the potential, if wisely heeded, to lessen the troubles of humankind. May the rare and special understanding translate into real ways for nations to avert conflicts, to help bring about a tranquil world.
Save Our Planet. Farmers in the Kavango region of Namibia report losses of up to 50% of their harvest due to unseasonably cold weather and first time ever biting frost that has destroyed tons of crops such as potatoes, watermelons, butternut squash, sweet potatoes, corn, and others.
Save Our Planet. In a report released July 14, 2011, U.S. climatologists state that the most severe category of drought is worsening across the U.S. plains, now covering over 70% of Texas, 40% of Oklahoma, and parts of the state of Kansas.
Save Our Planet. Egyptian researchers report that continued urbanization combined with desertification and rising sea levels are shrinking the country's agricultural land with increasing threats to food production.
Warning news. On July 15, 2011, Japan's government considers halting all beef shipments from Fukushima Prefecture after meats were discovered to be tainted from feed that contained more than 300 times the legally allowed levels of radioactive cesium.
Hi, it's me, Charlie the Chipmunk, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. They have a tip about helping our animal friends. You can share the message of being kind to our co-inhabitants with bumper stickers carrying messages such as Adopt a Pet or I Love My Rescue Dog. You can talk to your local animal rescue organization about getting one. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the globe.
In good governance news, Iraq plans to dig 1,000 wells per year. According to AK News, which serves the Iraqi Kurdistan region, Director of Planning at the Ministry of Water, Mr. Ali Hashim, announced that 500 wells have already been constructed in 2011. The efforts to supply water are to meet the needs of the citizens and their agricultural endeavors. Our sincere appreciation, Iraq, for your steps to ensure water sufficiency. May this precious resource be safeguarded and enjoyed by all on a gentle and sustainable earth for eons to come.
In medical news, Japan assists OLAC or Vietnam in healthcare. Kanazawa University of Japan and the Cardiovascular Center of the E-Hospital of OLAC or Vietnam have signed an agreement in which the university will help the center train staff. In addition, advanced technology techniques for adult heart surgery, such as using the Da Vinci surgical robot, will be shared by the Japanese university. Our earnest thankfulness, Kanazawa University and Cardiovascular Center of the E-Hospital, for your cooperation to enhance services for citizens of OLAC. May all be graced with vibrant well-being. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting BLISS, or Business and Life Skills School, which provides financial incentive to girls in Pakistan to attend school. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Please stay tuned for more beautiful news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, assuring news for a pleasant world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on BLISS, which trains girls in Pakistan to create embroidered handbags while attending school.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
BLISS, which stands for Business and Life Skills School, is dedicated to assisting girls in Pakistan to receive an education. Co-founded by Ms. Saba Ghul of Pakistan and Ms. Eleni Orfanides, the non-profit offers financial incentives to girls to go to school. This serves to compensate for the incomes contributed to families by working girls.
The funding for these monetary encouragements comes from the sale of embroidered handbags, which the girls are trained to create themselves. Profits from this enterprise are also used as savings for the community. After a period of time, the girls are able to launch their own micro-enterprises.
BLISS collaborates with Barakat, a United States-based non-profit which provides schooling opportunities to youngsters working in the carpet weaving industry in South Asia. Classes are held from kindergarten to the 8th grade in subjects including math, computer literacy, geography, and languages such as English, Urdu, Pashto, and Dari. Our heartfelt gratitude, Ms. Saba Ghul, Ms. Eleni Orfanides, and BLISS, for your laudable efforts. May they bear fruit in bringing a bright future to the intelligent girls of Pakistan, with Allah's immense blessings.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told in Mandarin entitled, Sufficient Salary.
男朋友问，你觉得我的薪水够你用吗？女朋友笑道，对我是够了，但是你要怎么生活？
And now for our viewers' heartline on the Baha'i Faith's Gems of Divine Mysteries on Between Master and Disciples. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Wonderful, amazing. Thanks, George from Germany.
Spiritual George, thank you for your enthusiastic note. The great Saint Baha'u'llah's message of divine love and peace are truly an inspiration to people of all faiths. May you and the caring people of Germany be blessed with celestial harmony.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart be filled with the infinite love of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
China and Iran mark 40 years of relations by signing $4 billion in trade agreements for infrastructure projects in water, mining, energy, and industry, with Chinese senior official He Guocheng saying that the expanded trade indicates his country's regard for Iran as a major economic partner.
Russia launches a Proton-M rocket that sends 2 satellites into orbit, one to provide TV and broadcast services for Kazakhstan and other Central Asian countries, and a U.S. communications satellite that will service North America and the Caribbean.
French Prime Minister François Fillon announces that besides the €400 million previously donated in emergency assistance to Côte d'Ivoire or the Ivory Coast, France is now offering €3 billion in debt forgiveness and additional aid for the country's continued reconstruction and development.
In Cairo, Egypt, veg fare is on the rise as the Al Nawab restaurant becomes the latest to offer vegan options, serving ethnic Indian dishes such as yellow lentil dal, cauliflower and potato curry, and vegetable samosas that are both tasty and nutritious, as well as being animal-free.
In New Jersey, USA, Mr. Richard Vaughn and Mr. John Parkinson are both traveling home from work when they stop for an accident, and although they are unable to reach the child's mother, they manage to bravely rescue 9-year-old Hakeem Crane from a burning car, thus saving his life.
For their extraordinary and courageous efforts, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Vaughn and Mr. Parkinson each with the Shining World Hero Award. Japan donates $12.8 million for the construction of 5 bridges in Sri Lanka's eastern province, with enhanced accessibility that is expected to improve both livelihoods and peace in the region.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.